You are listening to Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind. This is a series of 15 short programmes where ordinary Limerick people from a variety of backgrounds and occupations tell us about what they think of third level students.
My name is Laura Crane, I'm 17 and I go to Laurel Hill Closhta FCJ in Limerick. I live in Corbally. I like it, there's loads of like shops and stuff around it and it's really close to town and everything. My favourite subject would have to be music because I love music and you know it's much more interesting now than at junior set level because you get to study, like I am studying the Beatles, so that's great, so you get to listen to all their albums and stuff in class, so it's great like that, and then you get to study a whole like big section on Irish music as well, so that's great as well, you get to listen to loads of Irish music and everything, and then you know it's great because you have like half for like your leaving cert, then half the actual leaving cert is practical work, so you do that in like May before the leaving cert, so you play like your piano or your violin or whatever for half your marks, so it's handy like that as well, so it's great.
Why did you decide to go to a girls' school?
Hazel, she's my sister, but always loved the Irish, so she kind of was the one who went to the school and then she kind of, you know, she told me all about it, so then I kind of got the love for it as well. So the Irish language is kind of dying out at the same time, so they kind of need to bring it back a bit, you know, they're like building new Gaelic schools and stuff like that, so that's kind of reviving it as well, like, so it's good like that. Love the Irish language, it's great, like, so... You know, at first, like in first year, like you obviously find it hard with the first couple of months, like, but after that you get into it, and like when the teachers talk Irish to you now, you just ramble away to them back, like, so it's great like that because you get really fluent in it and everything, so it helps you for your orals and stuff like that, so I love it. I play the piano and the violin, and then I'm doing my teacher's diploma in speech and drama as well. So, and then I play bridge in school as well, and I'm in the choir. I love singing, like, we recorded for Lyric FM today, so I'm wrecked after that. I'm doing my grade 6 exam next week. There's two more grades left to go, and then if I want, I can do my diploma after that. Yeah, I took up, like, the violin after I started piano. I only took up the violin there about 3 years ago, so I've been doing piano a lot longer than I had the violin, so... thought I would have found it a lot harder, but I didn't because I had, you know, the tuning and stuff from the piano. I kind of play some trad music and the violin, like, so I love trad music, we're always listening to it at home, myself and my sister, so I had group in school, so I might play with them sometime or something.
What are your plans for the future?
I don't really know yet. I was either thinking either like medicine or maybe teaching. I'm not too sure which, though. Probably Cork or Galway. I wouldn't really like to go to Dublin because it's so big.
Music seems to be an important part of your life. Why would you not like to pursue it in college?
Well, I suppose it's because you can't really make a full-time living out of teaching, you know, music. So it's something I do. If I went into teaching, I would teach it like after school directly. So I'd be able to do the two of them then. So.
Now that we know Laura a bit better, let's see what she thinks about college students.
Well, I think like they're nice. Like, you know, if you're like walking down the road, my school's just down the road. Like, they'd say hello to you and stuff like that. So they seem very friendly. And you know, you'd always find one or two, but mostly like I find them nice. Yeah, the majority I'd say are like very friendly and nice to everybody. I'd say it's probably a mixture of both. You know, they have to like study as well when it comes up to exam time and stuff like that, but. I suppose they kind of work all along and don't party too much, you know, they kind of be okay, like, it's a mixture of both, really. You know, things like rap week would be really good because then, you know, they could go mad that week and then the lecturers would understand, like, if they're a bit tired the next day or they weren't really concentrating in the lectures and stuff, be okay.
Do you think it's easier to be a college student than a secondary school student?
I'd say definitely a college student because you have teachers putting loads of pressure on you and stuff, like especially for the leaving cert. So I'd say definitely be easy a college student. Well, I suppose you'd have more freedom to do what you want, and I suppose you'd have more time as well, really, because you know, in like secondary school you're there from like 9 to 3 every day. Like with college you kind of have more like freedom and stuff like that. There isn't, you know, it's not like as fixed as secondary school is, so.
Do you think college students have more facilities at hand?
Well, there probably is, like, because, you know, you can go, like, out to UL and stuff like that and the gym and, you know, and they can use all the other facilities in the colleges and stuff like that, so it's probably better like that. But then again, secondary school students, you know, they have their facilities as well that they can use, so it's kind of a bit of both, really.
Do you think the reputation of student drinking is justified?
Well, I don't think they really do binge drink, like, because they have to get up in the morning to go to their lectures, so it wouldn't be very clever to be binge drinking and then going to college and stuff.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyon and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
My name is Joe Lawler. I'm the proprietor of Joe Lawler Coach and Minibus Services in Fenimore County, Limerick. We've been in the business since 1999. Prior to that, I was in England for 20 years. Born in Ballysimon, but we moved to Roxburgh, Ballysheedy, I think in 1963. So the family will all live out there. I went to England in 1976. I left school when I was 15 years of age because my father died when I was young and my mother couldn't afford to put three of us through the educational system. One, my elder brother went through and done very well for himself, but she couldn't do it with me, so I had to go to the University of Life. When I started work at 15 years of age, I was very fortunate that a friend of mine got me a job in Limerick in doing radiators, with what was known as Russell radiators. I was in the radiator business for years, and there's still a business going on in England with my name that I sold to some of the lads that were working for me. I was very, very lucky that I did get a good chance and opportunity. Over and worked for a couple of other companies, and I think it was about 2.5 years over there when I started my own radiator business in Dagenham, which is a very, very big Irish community at the time, just on Greater London, the borders of Essex. Just like yesterday. I had two young children, and it was a case myself and my wife at the time decided that either you move them when they were young before they actually got into the schooling and made friends and set their roots in the UK, that we wanted to bring them back to Ireland because we thought it was a much better educational system and a better quality of life for them. Well, I was involved in another motor and industrial business at the time, and I was a good friend with Mike Dolan, Dolan's nightclub, Dolan's Bar, and he wanted somebody to run a minibus because it was at the edge of town, a bit difficult getting into the city at night after the gigs. And I started with him, put a bus on, and it developed from there. You just done various work for various people, and you got contacts and recommended, and it grew from there. I basically spend most of my time now in our base in Fenimore, between in the office and organising the maintenance of the vehicles. We have our own workshop and maintenance crew out there. And but I drive when I have to do it on social hours, when nobody else, the hours that nobody else wants to know, or when we're under pressure all the time, or and if you get particularly busy at one time, I'll go out and do driving. Do a lot of work with disadvantaged children, people with disabilities, and you're meeting. We do quite a bit of tour work in the summer, and we've created some great friendships across in America with people, and so it gives you a great opportunity to see the country and to meet people. We'd be very fortunate that the winter period would probably be one of my busiest periods, because we do a lot with a couple of the bigger colleges, secondary educational, and as everyone knows, a lot of time spent in sports, and it's a part of the school curriculum now, and we're very busy. As I said, we're very fortunate to do work with a couple of very big colleges, and they keep us immensely busy through the winter period. We have contracts then. We do work with one of the Brothers of Charity, which we're very fortunate and delighted to be associated with them. I think we've been working there now for about 5 years. So we have 3 buses a day on contract with them. We have a very varied sort of work across the board, and in the summer then we're very lucky. Recently we got involved in tourism, and we have been very fortunate, had a great year there. We are open to offers and inquiries from all types of people, whatever the requirements in the transport field, we'd be only too happy to call them.
Now that we know Joe a bit more, let's see what he thinks of college students.
What Mary Ice mainly has been with the foreign students. and international students, and over a number of years now we've been doing it, from I think maybe 4 years, that they do quite a few weekends away around the different parts of the country. So that's very enjoyable, because also I've seen parts of the country that I wasn't fortunate enough to see before I went to England. I've seen more of this country in the last 3 years than I had in the previous 40 years. So most of our work from the area would be with the foreign students and the weekend trips. Not so much in the sport. We would some of the transfer for the ball, we do that, but a lot of these colleges of this size, they would have different companies looking after different departments, and there would be a lot of companies in here for years that would have traditionally built up with them, so we don't interfere with or try to win under anybody else. Well, they can vary. We find probably maybe your first year, the beginning of September, the first years can, you know, obviously new and take a little time to settle down. Any shenanigans is normally with first years, but in the whole, we find that with the drivers, transporting them, especially for nighttime events, that if you make yourself known to them and you're polite to them and you make a great conversation with them, you don't have any problems. No, very friendly. We had a perfect example that last year we ran the night link in the University of Limerick, and we had one particular driver on it, and he knew all the students by first names coming on the bus at night. Well, it's difficult to say, really. I mean, anywhere where there's a body of young people on the move, you're going to get certain comments and people are going to form certain opinions. But well, I've been dealing with them for a good number of years, and considering the numbers of them that would be in any particular place, I think the issues that arise would be a very small percentage. Oh no, I think one of the greatest things that happened to Limerick in the last 10, 15 years more is the University of Limerick, the Mary Immaculate College here, the amount of students here, and the LIT now. I mean, they've brought a massive amount of people to our city, and which has to be good for everybody, no matter what line of business you're in. I think everybody benefits, because we are a massively underpopulated country, and anybody that brings or anything that brings a large number of people into any particular area, it's got to be good. Not really, because you can form totally wrong opinions of somebody at an instant. So I don't. Everyone's okay with me until they give me a reason to think otherwise. No matter what you do, you're always going to have some bit of an issue that will arise, especially when you're taking people over. There's drink is concerned, but it's part of the job, and every form of life. If adults can do it, what can you expect from students? You know, I mean, you get it from adults, people misbehaving and doing sociable acts and what have you, so it's just part of life. No, just from my experience in life and travelling quite a bit, I've done is just to, when they're out, to be careful with drink and drugs, to try and be responsible and to look after themselves and not be led by people, you know, be strong and stand up to people. You know, you don't have to go with the flow. People admire people that swim against the grain and become individualists.
Close Encounters of the Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Kian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and BCI Sound and Vision Programme Funding Scheme.